This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to History Dweebs. I'm Brandy, and this is a podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. We are without Timmy, as he has decided to take a much-needed mental sabbatical on the islands with his girlfriend. So Chuck and I are doing this alone.
We have gone rogue, Devil.
We have gone rogue, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Timmy provided us with a couple scripts here, and we found them to be
subpar.
Subpar.
We did.
So we wrote our own script.
We did.
We have been wanting to do this story for quite some time. Timmy has not allowed it.
Nope, but his reign of tyranny is over for now. We do apologize we couldn't get out something sooner, but we had some stuff come up at work. Probably Timmy's fault.
It is Timmy's fault. He should have had this done before he left.
So we've been doing it. So anyway, so it's just Chuck and I today, and I will introduce Chuck, but I will not give him all of his titles because they're a pain in the ass and ridiculous. So,
I'm fine with just Emperor.
No. So with me, as always, and always, and always, is the lovely and talented Charles Walters. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy birthday, Devil.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're getting a lot of birthday wishes out there.
I am getting a lot of birthday wishes.
You're more popular than I thought you was.
Well, I can't really help it. I can't help that. People like me because I am a wonderful person.
You're good enough. You're smart enough.
That's right.
And people like you, Devil.
People like me. I'm okay with that. How's your week been?
My week has been good. Have you noticed it's been a lot calmer without Timmy around here?
It has. We've been able to get some work done, and, I have noticed. We look forward to him coming back, although that just means,
more tyranny and more.
Yeah. Who needs that?
Right.
So, but the first thing we want to do, and I want to make sure that we get this done out of the gate, we want to thank our Patreon sponsors. Without you guys, we'd be still doing this for free. But anyway, so we want to thank Alicia and Chip, Daniel Bassett, Jen Moyer, Tommy Lane, Jason Dykes, Bridget Clavey, Brandy McBride, Maggie Glover, Sarah Bloom, Amber Krupp, Joe Hopkins with the Now American History podcast, Rebecca Oslinger, Karen Alden. Is that her name? His handwriting is just atrocious.
It's Alden, yeah.
Okay. Cheryl Pierce, TJ Young, Catherine Cock Garage Richardson, Fiona Crisp, Karen Garrett, Mike Brown with the Pleasing Terrors podcast, holy moly, Laura O'Reilly, Christine Bourgeois, Donna Curran, Maja, Aaron with an A, Kimberly Cameron, Elise, Diane Student with the History Goes Bump podcast, Amber Trevino, Annette Petre, Lise, Leslie Hagar, Amber Scoville, Jahara, Jeff and Dawn, Andrew Happ, Karen Barnes, Rachel Flynn, Holly Woodward, Shirley Strapp, Todd Long, Lydia and her sister Ruth Ann, Jennifer Wozniak, Tyrone, Phyllis Munson, Sarah Morgan, Melissa Montoya, Brittany Martin, Mandy Swanson, Andy Is it Andy Lowe? That's all right.
Andy Hat.
Nope.
Andrew Hat.
Nope. Got him. Different one. Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou.
Oh, my gosh.
Cindy Lou.
Dude, I'm
damn, Timmy, he's right like a doctor over here.
He's like a serial killer.
Yeah.
Cindy Lou. Sorry, Cindy. Heather Poole, Charlie and Allie from the Inside Podcast, Bridget Bernard, the They Walk Among Us Podcast, Stacy, Chris, Haver, Cheryl Weldon.
We're just going to let the phone ring in these podcasts because
we don't know how to work the computer very well.
We're not going to edit stuff out, so you might hear some phone ringing in the background, but we're very busy people here.
Well, here, you talk to somebody from work.
So, we've got, let's see, the rest of our shout-outs here.
There's one more at the bottom.
Karen Barnes, did we get her?
Yes.
Cheryl Weldon, and somebody... RVDI yeah. that we cannot get.
Yeah.
And Charlie and Allie from Insight.
I already said that.
Oh, okay. So we got them.
Yep.
So we've got everybody covered here.
We apologize for not knowing how to work the computer.
We do know how to work it. We just...
We don't.
We don't want to lose something important here.
Yeah.
We can go back and edit all that out, but...
Yeah. You know, we want you to be involved in our lives.
Yeah.
So, this is a story about a Cree Indian named Swift Runner who claims that he was, possessed by a Wendigo and did some fucked up shit. So, we're going to talk about that. A Wendigo is a spirit believed by the Algonquins, the Cree, and the Ojibwa. What is that? Ojibwa?
Obi-Wan Kenobi Indians.
Ojibwas. I don't know what that
Ojibans.
Means.
Ojibans. Obi-Wan Kenobi Indians.
I don't... Well, they use the Force.
It's the tribe of the Jedi.
They use the Force. Yeah. I love them. And sorry if anybody actually is one of these. We apologize for butchering it. Anyway, it's believed that the spirit takes possession of vulnerable people and causes them to engage in cannibalism and other forms of antisocial behavior.
This is actually something that happened in Indian cultures up in Canada.
Okay.
That people, you know, they would use their psychosis
and say away
it was
by
a Wendigo, yeah.
Well, Swift Runner was a Cree Indian who lived during the last century in now what is called, now Central Alberta. His background was not unusual. As a young man, he received a solid, useful Cree education. He married and had a family of 6 children. Good Lord, find a new hobby.
6 children.
A lot of freaking kids.
I did a lot of kids.
He traded with the Hudson Bay Company, and in 1875, he served as a guide for the Northwest Mounted Police.
Oh.
But Swift Runner's life ended in tragedy and notoriety.
Oh, of course, Swift Runner.
I know. You'd think he'd be able to outrun any trouble. During the winter of 1878 to 1879, a time of starvation and misery for the Cree people, he became possessed, and I'm going to go ahead and put air quotes around possessed, by the Wendigo psychosis. He was a hunter and a trapper from the country north of Fort Edmonton. He was a big man, he was over 6 feet tall, and he was well liked. He was mild and trustworthy, a considerate husband and lover, and very fond of his children.
A little too fond of his children.
Eventually, yes. All of these traits endeared him to his people and to the traders of the Hudson Bay Company. One policeman, however, said that he had as ugly and evil-looking a face as I have ever seen.
I've heard customers say that about Timmy.
Well, clearly. Yeah. Timmy has dead eyes.
He does have dead eyes. And no eyebrow.
And no eyebrow. Let's see. You write like Tim. There's just shit everywhere here. Jesus. His, the one newspaper story actually pointed out later that his contact with white men ruined him. Well, how many of us can say the same thing, honestly.
Pretty much every Indian in the world came into contact with a white one. And every woman,
And every woman. That ruination came in part from an inordinate fondness for the whiskey.
Oh, he liked to hooch.
Yeah, he was smuggling it into areas, and it was disguised as medicine. Swift Runner.
So he might have been Irish.
Well, and evidently he might have been, but evidently he was a mean drunk.
He was mean. Oh, yeah.
And some people called him the terror of the whole region.
Much like Timmy.
Much like Timmy. The police sent Swift Runner back to his tribe, where he caused so much trouble he turned the Cree camps into little hills, and was eventually turned out from his community altogether, retreating into the wilderness with his wife, mother, brother, and 6 children.
Damn. That's what they had, their own little...
They had a football team.
Yeah.
The police started to hear stories in the spring. A Cree chief said that Swift Runner had turned cannibal.
Oh, hell no.
And a hunter reported that Swift Runner's entire family had been killed in the woods, but a squad of officers who went out to investigate couldn't find anybody.
Well, if they'd been killed and eaten, you wouldn't... Yeah, it'd be hard to find.
Well, and Swift Runner clearly is fast.
Yeah.
So, instead, in the spring, Swift Runner went to the police himself, telling them that his wife had committed suicide and the rest of his family had died of starvation. And here he was.
There he was.
Well, he's probably pickled from all the hooch.
That's not really a good story. If you're going to come up with one, don't say they all committed suicide.
Well, and the officers did notice that Swift Runner was not under fire. In fact, he was a little chunky.
He wasn't so swift.
He was carrying...
Swift Runner lost a step or two.
Yeah, he's carrying some saddlebags on there. So, one officer noted that the prisoner arrived at their camp in the spring and did not look very poor or thin.
Okay, so let me...
Or as if he's been starving. Are you going to recap this?
I'm going to recap because Timmy's not here and the viewers, listeners don't know what to do. Or do you think I need a recap?
I don't. We haven't gone anywhere yet.
Oh, okay.
So, they became suspicious of his story, because the fat guy shows up, says his entire family...
Starved to death.
Starved to death.
We didn't have nary a beet out there. There wasn't a radish to be found.
Nothing. Couldn't find a rabbit. Couldn't find shit. So, police traveled with Swift Runner to his family's camp in the wilderness north of Fort Saskatchewan. After days of searching, they found the remnants of a campfire with piles of bones and human skulls scattered nearby. Some of the bones were dry and hollow, empty even of marrow.
Damn.
Well,
he's sucking on those like some ribs.
Like a chicken bone, yeah. A small moccasin had been stuffed inside the head of, as it turns out, the Swift Runner's mother. A beading needle was still sticking out of the unfinished work.
I could have let her finish the moccasin.
Yeah. So... Let's see. Well, and you're gonna have to talk because this is kind of jacked, and so I'm gonna look at it real quick.
Well, Swift Runner doesn't seem to be a very good person to me. It seems like now you got any Cree Indian in your devil?
No.
No Indian at all?
No, I don't think. I don't know. I've not done that ancestry DNA thing, whatever.
See, I'm afraid to do it because I'm afraid somebody's gonna come out and tell me I'm Scottish. And I don't want to be Scottish.
I am. I am that. I am Irish.
Irish I don't mind, but I don't want to be Scottish.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
And okay. You find out you're Italian.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh. So, anyway, so kind of what it comes down to is, you know, he comes to them with this story. So, and he ends up, and he goes to the Northwest Mounted Police, and they had just been in the area for like 5 years. So, basically, he's going to the Keystone Cops to tell them that, you know, I'm here, but my wife and everybody has died. Let me go take you out there and show you. So, and he went with Inspector, and it's in French, but it looks like Severe Gagnon.
Severe Gagnon. He severely gagged on that one.
Yes.
it's kind of like Severe gagged on, kind of like when Timmy says a 5-syllable word.
I know.
Gagged on. Okay.
So he was given the task of investigating Swift Runner's behavior. So he goes out with these people to the trapper's camp. And he shows all these guys. He takes them over to a grave. He explained that one of his boys had died and was buried there. They opened the grave and found the bones undisturbed. That, however, did not explain the human bones scattered around the encampment. So he just threw them up like fucking confetti.
He was playing on the Xbox and just right. having a little leg and tossing
yeah,
them around.
What the fuck? Gagnon, that's just a ridiculous name, produced a skull, which Swift Runner willingly told him, yeah, that's my wife. And without much prodding, he kind of told him what happened to the rest of his family. So he says at
first... This is not funny, folks, by the way.
But Chuck is laughing. That's where we are.
Well, it's just because he's so... I read this story.
He's so nonchalant about it.
He's like, yeah, okay.
So that's my wife.
It was cold. I was hungry.
Yeah. So at first, Swift Runner is telling them that he became haunted by dreams, and a Wendigo spirit called on him to consume the people around him. The spirit crept through his mind and gradually took control. Finally, he was a Wendigo and Swift Runner, and he was not Swift Runner anymore. He
did no longer identify as Swift Runner. He identified as a Wendigo. Okay. You got to respect that.
Like a Wendigo.
Yeah, you got to respect that.
But different. The Wendigo then killed and ate Swift Runner's wife.
See, that now, folks, that's why you don't marry a skinny woman. Because you could
in
get
case you have to eat her.
If you get stuck in the woods, it gets cold, you can't find a rabbit, whatever. You don't want to have some, like, you know, Timmy always begging Radhika, you know, marry me. No, he gets stuck in the woods with Radhika. What's she going to do? She go for 2 days, maybe?
Not even.
At best? Yeah.
So after he accomplished this, now keep in mind, the kids are still around.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So he's killed their mother and eaten her.
I wonder if the kids ate their mother, too.
Well, you know, I bet they did.
Mm-hmm.
But this accomplished... the Wendigo forced one of Swift Runner's boys to kill and butcher his younger brother.
Hmm.
While enjoying this grisly repast... Oh, look at you painting a picture.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit... Now, see, I don't like this part. The spirit hung Swift Runner's infant by the neck.
Oh, damn.
From a lodgepole.
Yeah, that was pretty gruesome.
And then tugged at the baby's dangling feet. It was later shown that he had also done away with Swift Runner's brother and his mother-in-law, although he acknowledged that the mother-in-law had been a bit tough.
Yeah, don't get... If you're going to be out in the woods with somebody, hopefully they're plump, but try not to get them to be too old, because then their flesh get all leathery, and it's just not good.
Yeah. So, these poor policemen, again, the Keystone Cops of this thing... hauled Swift Runner and the mutilated evidence back to Fort Saskatchewan. And the trial began on August 8, 1879. He was tried for murder and cannibalism by a jury that included 3 English-speaking Cree half-breeds. So, like Cher.
That's all she ever heard.
That's all she ever heard. 4 men, all up in the Cree language.
I should have taken that half-breed out. That don't sound like a politically correct term to me.
Well, that's what it said. It's in quotes. And a Cree man who translated the proceedings, a leading Cree English scholar, was also brought in to observe the trial and ensure that Swift Runner knew what was being said. Swift Runner knew English. He'd been running around with white men for long enough. Nowadays, we view as psychosis what the Cree thought would be the work of a Wendigo spirit. At one time, I don't know what the hell this is, but at one time in the belt of parkland that borders the northern plains, it was far from being a rare phenomenon. Usually the symptoms were the same as those displayed by Swift Runner, and in one way or another, most of the afflicted Wendigos met similar violent deaths.
It's kind of like here, how you find corpses when you jog in the park.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, up there, if you was a Wendigo.
That's my own job.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't go up to, and I got to go to Canada. I hope the Wendigos is all gone. I'm going
to
Canada
this
summer. Well, Renee's making it.
Yeah. It's very cold up there.
Well, we're going in the summertime.
I think it stays cold.
Well.
I feel confident it stays cold, although I am seriously considering moving there.
I'm not sure they would let me.
Happiest motherfuckers on the planet.
They are happy.
Colder, no witches tend up there, but happiest motherfuckers on the planet.
If I was president, I'd bomb them.
Why would you bomb? Why?
Because then I could move there and have the whole place to myself.
It's a pretty big fucking place. I think you'd be all right with just your little plot of land.
Well, maybe Toronto.
You're going to take Toronto? Mm-hmm. All right. So, Swift Runner sat calmly through the witnesses, who described the family being in perfect health when they went into the woods. And then, you know, Swift Runner. It was like the Hunger Games, and then Swift Runner comes out alone. Yeah. Although they didn't know they were tributes.
they didn't know they was playing this
They
game.
Didn't know they were playing. There is no evidence presented in Swift Runner's defense.
It's kind of hard to put up a defense.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I was hungry. Well, I mean, what defense is he going to put up?
Well, I know, and he's asked, does he want to say anything? I did it.
I did it. Yeah, I did it.
What? What?
It's kind of hard. Even Effie Bailey couldn't have got him out of that one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Not when you sit there and say, oh, yeah, that's my mother-in-law. She was tough.
Yeah, she was
a tough one.
Yeah. Didn't want the breasts off that one.
Some said Swift Runner had developed a taste for cannibalism years earlier when he was forced to eat the remains of a starved hunting partner to save himself. Others said he had been possessed by the Wendigo, a flesh-eating spirit that tormented him and gave him nightmares. So he had to eat his starved hunting partner. So you know he got barely...
And this is the thing. If you're going to eat somebody, you see the thing coming... Don't let them wither down to nothing before you start eating on them.
Oh, no, like first day first day out.
It's the first day out. It don't even have to be cold yet.
Oh, no. Just first day out if there's snow in the forecast. Yeah. That's
Build
our life
yourself
advice.
A fire.
Yeah, that's our life advice. Yeah. Not as soon as you hear there's snow in the forecast and you're going to be outside.
Out in the woods?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got a hatchet.
And more than a mile from a 7-Eleven.
Yeah. That's pretty good life advice, I think.
Oh, well, I mean, a mile's that's a long way to try and hike for some Slim Jims.
Well, and if you do them right, now, it take you a week or so, but you can make some good...
you can make jerky?
Jerky out of them, yeah.
Excellent.
Some traveling companion jerky. So, just don't leave the bones scattered about your camp like...
Like confetti! Like,
yeah, it's like, well, it's not a very... He wasn't a smart man, I don't believe. But he got all hopped up on the hooch.
Well, and, you know, I think we all can relate to that.
I think we can. You get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're hungry,
you'll eat
drunk,
anything.
You're hungry in hell, yeah.
White Castles, Taco Bell.
Well, the judge and the jury, they did not view this Wendigo idea in the same light as the Cree did.
Well, I can't imagine.
They saw Swift on it as a murderer. And Trapper made no attempt to hide his guilt.
Nope.
Magistrate Richardson quickly sentenced him to be hanged, but this sentence presented a problem, Devil. The police had never before conducted an execution.
Because they were new.
They were new. Although in Hudson's Bay, the company, they'd once hanged an employee for murder, which I did not know.
What?
The Hudson Bay Company had an employee.
Had their own
they
thing.
They took the law into their own hands.
And while I do appreciate some vigilante justice...
Yeah. I don't know if that's an HR handbook.
Yeah, I bet it's frowned on, first of all. But so he killed somebody at work? I mean, the paperwork on that alone had to be enough for them to hang him.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm surprised that hasn't happened here yet.
But for all intents and purposes, this was the first execution in Western Canada. Sergeant Fred Bagley, a force bugler, of course he was a bugler, was put in charge.
A bugler?
A bugler. Like,
yeah, I understand what a bugler is. It just,
I don't know.
That's his job.
It was important
sure,
that you knew that, Devil.
Sure, you can be on the police force.
Yeah, but he was a bugler, too.
Yeah, but you can be, was bugler his full-time job? Or
Well,
he just...
I think when he wasn't hanging people.
Well,
he was the hangman, but they didn't hang anybody.
Yeah,
so
he's just, in title alone.
Yeah.
Did he even have a bugle? Or does he just...
He had a bugle.
Or did he just do one of the...
And a kazoo.
Yeah. I don't understand. Yeah, why does he... And why do you need a force bugler? That just seems like a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Well, I think if you're going to be walking, coming through the forest, you want to scare off the bears. You got to have
a
bugler.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
You don't think he just plays taps or whatever?
Well, that could be too.
Or whatever it is when they raise the flag.
Well, it's like
Canada.
We have the bagpipers.
Well, they're Scottish.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they raise the Canadian flag...
Yeah.
They might not have had a Canadian flag yet.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if they had one back then. We're going to have to look that up.
I'm not looking that up. But it's weird that he's just the bugler. I wonder if they let him carry a gun.
We have a bagpiper in our group.
Do we?
She's a police officer, Trish Creampuff.
Oh, yeah?
She's a bagpiper.
She's a police officer?
Huh? And smokes cigars.
Well, she should be
And drinks
having,
whiskey.
She should have a fucking field day with this crew.
Yeah. Yeah, she get the hell out of the way, bugler. I got the real
Does he even have a fucking
here.
Gun? Like, do they even let him carry a gun?
I think he just had to
what
beat people
What if he goes to pull his gun
his...
and he whips out his bugle?
Yeah.
Or his dick, for that matter. I don't know.
I think you'd be better off with your dick than a bugle, but...
Yeah, whatever.
But they put
I'm
Fred...
I'm not blowing either of them, so it doesn't matter.
They put Fred in charge of the murder here.
There you go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And that's what you do with that guy. Bugler's not doing anything else.
They was talking about who going to do it, and everybody like looking around, looking at his feet, and Fred's like,
Fred was
what?
Late to the party. Yeah, Fred just came in late.
He
had a late night bugling somewhere.
He had to get on the internet and figure out how to do it. So Gallows was erected within the fort enclosure. they erected one. See, this is where Timmy would stop us.
I know, Timmy sucks.
See, and you know what, Timmy? I hope you're listening to this, because you got no control. So far, we're at 25 minutes. This sumbitch liable to go 2 hours, and you can't control a damn thing we're doing, Timmy. So there's an hour and a half of just mocking you.
And laughing at erect.
And laughing at erections. Well, let's not laugh at erections.
The erect gallows. The erected gallows.
The gallows was erected.
Yes.
And an old army pensioner named Rogers was made hangman.
Oh, so they got some old guy to do the hangman. Wait a minute.
He didn't even know.
What happened to the bugler?
He was just put in charge of logistics. He was like the production manager.
Oh, and then he doesn't even get to pull the switch?
No,
fucked up.
But it gets more fucked up than that.
All right.
I'd be
pissy if I went through all that work and didn't get to pull the switch.
They erected the gallows. An old army pensioner named Rogers was made hangman.
You
openly acknowledged his
script,
guilt. I forgot where I was. He openly acknowledged his guilt and thanked his jailers for their kindness, but berated the guard for making him wait in the cold.
Well,
he's like Carl Panzram.
You know what, though? It's colder than a fucking witch's titty and a brass bra out there. I don't want to be standing out there all goddamn day long, high beams on, dick all shriveled.
Here's where it goes. He was convicted of killing and eating his whole family, and he stayed calm despite the delays and hitches in his hanging. It's pitch black.
You never want to hitch in your hanging.
I know. It's brutally cold. And they lead Swift Runner from his cell, from the jail cell, to start his long last walk toward the gallows that awaited outside in the swirling snow. Swift Runner, or Cocky C. Cutchin,
Bukaki C.
Bukaki, had been told to prepare for death and seemed to have heeded the advice. He walked confidently into the yard, seeming much calmer than many of those who were there to watch him die.
Because he's good. He's fine. He knows what he did.
He was a Hannibal Lecter. He was Swift Hannibal.
I wonder if he had a mask on.
I bet they did. Or at least put duct tape on his mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sticks in the cold real good. Now, most of the 60 people gathered near the gallows had never seen a hanging. They were kind of nervous and anxious about the whole thing. Now, Sheriff Edward Richard had been delayed by snow,
and weather and was flustered by his late arrival at the fort. The hangman, too, appeared nervous.
Because they'd never done it.
Well, yes, first time, you know.
Everybody's nervous.
Nervous on their first time. And the executioner was supposed to take place at 7:30 on December 20th. With less than a half hour left to go, it was discovered that the crowd had taken the trap, you know where they pulled a little lever?
Yeah.
They'd taken the trap and burned it as kindling because they were freezing their ass off standing outside.
God damn it.
That's why you can't have nothing nice around those people.
That's exactly why they will fuck up an anvil.
They fucked up a hanging. How can you fuck up a hanging?
Dude, I don't even know.
So
the rope too long.
They rushed to get the scaffold ready. Again, Swift Runner sat near one of the fires, joking and chatting.
Yeah. So he's just telling stories at this point.
And he's snacking on pemmican.
You know that motherfucker's playing the bugle, too, sitting there by the campfire.
He was playing some Louis Armstrong and
whatever.
And he's sitting there by the fire eating his pemmican stuff, whatever the hell that is.
I don't know what that is.
Big thick noose hanging around his neck. And then he said,
that's a little unnerving.
He said, I could kill myself with a tomahawk before you people get done with this. And save the hangman for
statement.
No, this is what he actually said.
No, I know.
I could kill myself
true.
With a tomahawk and save the hangman some trouble. Because he was getting cold. He didn't mind that he was getting hanged.
There's no reason. His balls can only shrivel up so far.
I know. And they wanted Swift Runner to be well hung.
Clearly.
And you can't be well hung in the cold.
But, you know, like that. Sometimes I'm like, if I could just take a tomahawk and just crack it into my
be
head.
Be done with this whole thing.
Be done with it. Yeah, that'd be great. If I could be done with this meeting, that'd be spectacular.
Well, sometimes I've actually poked myself and made myself bleed before.
I am not surprised.
Yeah, I've done that.
I'm not surprised at all.
During meetings.
Yeah, well.
During my last evaluation, I passed out.
Tell me.
On purpose.
On purpose.
So now, anyway, he's sitting there in the snow for 2 hours. He's led to the gallows, and the execution was finally ready to proceed here, devil. He was allowed to eat one final pound of this pemmican stuff.
Good lord.
Yeah. And pemmican is a mixture of fat and protein.
Yeah, it's like beef jerky stuff.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Looks pretty gross. But they forgot the little thing to bind his hands.
What little thing? Like rope?
Like rope or whatever.
Like
they use little rubber straps.
Well, you'd think they'd have plenty of rope lying around.
I bet you who's got plenty of rope lying around. When I say who would have the most rope in our group, who comes to mind?
Amber Group.
Damn it. What? Something's wrong with that girl.
Love her hard.
But she is a mod.
She is a mod.
She does a
good job.
And she is my high executioner. So I can't talk bad
she
about her.
She wouldn't forget the bindings on that guy's hand.
Oh, no. He'd have been bound up. Well, he'd have been bound up since the time she got him.
Yeah.
6'3".
He'd have been trussed like a pig.
Yeah.
Never mind that. He'd been dead by now.
Yeah, he would have been dead. I don't know if she would have eaten him, but...
Well, no, but, you know, the whole thing. We don't need a switch. I just kicked the floor out.
Yeah. So he was allowed to eat this one final pound of pemmican. Before he was pinioned tightly with a rope, his hands were bound, and a thick black hood was placed over his head. Now, just before this trap fell, he says, I'm no longer a man.
Well.
And they pulled the switch, and boom, he went down with a fearful force, and the body dropped about 5 feet. They had it timed right. It didn't chop his head off.
Always good.
He dangled there for a bit. He died without a struggle. They let him hang there for about an hour. They cut him down.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure.
Sure.
And they buried him in the snow.
I don't
think snow burial is a good disposal method.
Well, never mind the fact that, God, that's a lot of work because the ground's frozen.
It's a lot of work. And
did they just bury him under snow?
No, I think they just threw him in snow and just covered him back up. Yeah,
that's a better plan.
Come spring, they found some guy with some 6 foot skeleton with a 6'3" skeleton with a rope around his neck.
Yeah, but I bet the soil there is good. You can put a lot of plants in there.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet
always
it is.
You know, I'm always looking at the bright side.
So that is the story of Swift Runner.
Yes.
One we have wanted to do for quite some time, but Timmy would not allow it.
Because he is a tyrant.
He is a tyrant. He's down. When's he coming back?
I don't know. Like probably Tuesday. I think Tuesday.
Yeah. So
he's down there being a drug mule at this point, probably.
Yeah. He's not.
Or he's been kidnapped.
You know,
This went pretty smoothly, Devil.
I think it
we went didn't
just
stab
fine.
Each other.
Did not stab each other. I didn't even think about stabbing you today.
Yeah. You know, so think about this. Usually me and you are fighting all the time.
It's Timmy's fault, clearly.
Timmy's the instigator.
Brother. Timmy's the middle
he
brother.
He is the little middle brother.
He's the middle
He's
brother.
He's always starting the trouble.
Uh-huh.
Because he'll come to me before a podcast and say, you know, Brandy said, are you going to be on time because Brandy said this?
Oh, yeah, he does that to me, too. He does it. Yeah. Chuck's going to be late. You know Chuck's going to be late.
Yeah, we're gonna have to deal with him when he gets back. You know what would be awesome?
What?
Is to have some of our henchmen from the group waiting for him when he returns. Sitting in his office.
God, he'd piss himself. You can't do that because God knows when he'll actually be back.
Well, yeah, because he's coming back. Is he supposed to be back Monday?
No, I think he's scheduled to come back Tuesday.
Whatever day he's supposed to be back, he'll miss one extra day.
Yeah.
That's how Timmy
and
does
And so
things.
Then, you know, the henchmen that we have waiting with each other.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, you know.
And we don't have very stable henchmen in that group.
We don't have stable henchmen anywhere, in any group.
Yeah.
It's a shame, really. You expect your henchmen to be, you know, somewhat on the up and up.
No, not ours. Not ours.
Well, no, with us.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect them to do shady shit to other people, but come on now.
Yeah. Well, so, you know what? We should do some shout-outs, Devil.
Well, go right ahead. And all I won't right. even, you know what I'm not going to do?
What?
Interrupt you or tell you other names that you missed.
Well,
I'm not
you know,
going to do that.
And if you're a new listener, I don't have the list updated, so you'll be on the next one. I promise you. And if I miss you, well, we only have time because they dropped a ton of work on us this week, Devil.
Oh, God.
I mean, this has been just ungodly. They shouldn't do this to us.
I know.
So me and the Devil got to get back to work here. But, you know, Timmy does all this complaining about scripts and everything else. What? We whipped this together in a half an hour, Devil.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got this done.
Yeah.
I mean, just, I don't know what Timmy does. Well, I know what he does. He says he doesn't watch porn on his computer, but you know he is.
I know he is. It's ridiculous. Well, he's working on like 85 scripts at the same time.
Yeah. So no wonder he can't get anything done. So let's start with the lovely Tasha and Miss Ophelia. Jeff Girdley, Sam Hildebrand, Linda Middleton, Missy Dean Horton, Brittany and Chris, Celine, of course, Catherine Richardson, Shirley Strapp disappeared on us and had us all worried, Devil.
She did. And she did. I'm friends with her now, so.
Oh, are you? Well,
yeah,
good.
So if, you know, if something happens, I can keep an eye on her.
And then, you know, another one that kind of disappeared that I had to check on because she just actually has a life and doesn't spend too much time on Facebook, and it worries me when
ridiculous.
I don't see. Yeah, it is ridiculous. But I just checked in our friend Rachel Marie Flynn.
Oh, okay.
She's
good.
She's going to get everything taken care of, so we're glad she's doing well. Let's see. Cheryl Muscu, Andy Bali, Mary Ray, of course, Katie Moorhead, Christine Bourgeois, Jeff Appel, Maggie Glover, Dave Lampier, Gene Bond, Becky Mitchell, Vicki Wallace, Steve Miller, your friend, Nick and Molly, of course. Nick just did a comedy thing last night. Neil Eagleton, Stewie Benton, Tracy Boosby, Allie Nett, little Allie Nett, Christine Hauer, Thomas Tui, TJ, of course, Robin Sanchez, Carleen Madsen, Aaron Fowler, Anna Girl Lyon. We hope you get that job teaching Anna Girl. Rebecca Montanley, Mike Eisenhower, Danielle Fredrickson, Andy Spiraccio, Toby Deese, Nancy Jalapeno, Kim Kazmersky, Jennifer Hawkins, Tara Chinchilla, Lindsay Chicago, Lindsay O'Brien. I don't know if she did her Iron Man thing yet or not. Angie Ball, of course. Ginger Angie Ball.
Ah.
She wants to be known as Ginger Angie Ball from
okay.
now on, and that's what she shall have. Our dear friend Nicola, our friends from Insight, Allie and Charlie, who, you know, Allie got all, I was on the Insight page because I creep that one sometimes.
Yeah, of course you do.
And it was a podcast we listened to or something, and Allie got all liquored up. She, you know, she liked to drink the Fosters.
Yes.
And said the blood feud's back on, Devil. So,
she's back on?
Well, I don't know if when she sobered up she took it off or not.
Oh, okay.
You know how those Australian people are. Fiona Chris, speaking of Australian people. Sarah Bloom, Jennifer Burdick, Karen Barnes, of course, Janet Fitzgerald, Frances Darton, Jessica Williams with the fake butt underwear, Amanda Bocce Ball. Did you see those things she put up the other day? Shannon, Tiffany, of course, Monica D'Agostino, Angie Cobes, Radica, Little Fallon, our mascot, Liz Keating, Jim Wicks, Jennifer, Maja, lovely Maja, Donna Hellman, Amber Krupp, of course, Jamie Tarantino, who just had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Jamie. MJ Howard, Stephanie Quick had a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Jessica Barnett, Tyra Jenkins, Little Amy Waterfall, Susan Angles, let's see, Kirsty, my friend from over across the pond, Kirsty Ramsden, Erica Clemens, you mentioned Becky Omelet, I mentioned Trish Cream Puff, let's see, Charles Dent, Anonymous, I love him on the page, I don't know what his real name is, but Anonymous, he is funny. So, let's see, who we got here. And, as I said, Rosanna Fitton, of course. Kim Stroop, Jennifer Svoboda, Ronnie Rhodes, Aaron Shipley, Jay Alford, we've just got him, Sarah Taylor, Kim Bennett, Rachel Hummel, Lauren Marer, Molly Fontenot, Tim Hale, Rob Roy, Andrea Odell, of course, Joe LeMond, Todd Long, Tommy Lane, Tamia Ennis, Valerie Murray, Nancy Weller, Anita Darden, Carla, Nelson White, Angie L, Karen Alden, Norma DiMaggio, Andy Smizer, little Callie Jones. She's just crazy as the rest of them.
Oh, yeah.
Skip Bayou, Genesis, Alicia, Kelsey Froh, of course, Marion Buchwald, Stacy Lynn, Brenda Deutsch, Liz Evans, Jessica Bishop, Bob Kell, Amelia Roscoe, Jeff Hopkins, of course, from the other, Mark Hammermeister from the Conspirators, our Heathers, Heather Poole, Heather Hall, Melissa Lebrano, Maria Barbara, Stephanie Glenn, Christina Hodges, Christina Montana, of course, Cheryl Pierce, Tracy Harper, Amy Carol Payne, Danielle Fredrickson, Don Gordon, John Gray, Dave Hill, Michael Deo, Leah McGraw, Lauren Meredith, Stephanie Pauling, Leah McAllister, Maj Payne, Terry Pickett, Holly Schreiber, and I believe that's all I... Christy Lee, of course. Shirley... I got on Shirley Strap, Casey Wilcox. Jill Phoenix, MJ... Did I say MJ Howard and Sarah Morgan? Brooke Smith, Mike Hound, Chris Lane. Justin, of course. Justin Brodeur. Is Justin coming to Bronco?
I don't think so.
No, that's a shame. I'd like to meet Justin.
Well, yeah.
Although, you know, he'd get murdered there. Kristen Whiting. Lydia, of course, Tina Reeves, Kaz Every, Christina Stinson, Marissa Sanchez, Terry Helmsley, Maddie Kinnan, Mike Tabor. Who's the one that makes all the great memes, Devil?
Richardson.
Yeah, Miss Richardson. Kate with the Catherine. C. McCarthy, Katya, Olivia Meyer, Brian, Lisa Lawton, Donna Curran, Aaron Wentz, Phyllis Munson, Colton, Clark Trowbridge, Lisa Trowbridge, Diane Trowbridge, Shonda and Larry, Tommy Boomershine, Gina Spillane, said hello to, or happy birthday to Stephanie Quick, Laura O'Reilly, Gabby Lewis, John Cunningham, Allison Moon. Let's see, we got all these. So I think I got everybody. If I missed you, just yet put on the page, hey, Colonel, you missed me. This is to see who's paying attention. Oh, they put a profile up of your senior year there, Devil. You look like
that hair.
Man, how long did it take you to get ready in the morning?
Look at that hair. Oh, the hair took a while.
Yeah.
The hair took a while.
You was just That was your flash dance phase, wasn't it?
No, that was just the early 90s phase.
Oh, that's
with
just...
the Aquanet and the white can, or yeah, the rave sometimes, if you were feeling fancy.
Rave was the good stuff?
Rave was the good stuff back in the day. That would keep your shit tight.
Now, that's a true story. I go up to Dayton, me and my friends, my two friends, Jerry Combs, Marty Kiley.
You don't have friends.
This back in the 80s.
Sure.
When everybody in front of us had a big hair. And this was before they got all crazy about you smoking indoors.
Right.
So we're seeing Rush, of course.
Oh.
So we're smoking the joint.
Rush.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this guy that with me, Marty Kiley, had his gruff voice and he's singing along with the band and he's, yeah, and they're doing like, if you know Rush, you know.
No, I hate Rush. But
today, Tom Sawyer, treat me right. And he's singing just
know
like
Tom
that.
Sawyer, I hate
but
it.
He's smoking on his joint in a seed pop, devil. And I'm not lying to you. The seed lands in the girl in front of us hair. And this is back when...
Oh, that shit would go up now.
It would go up now. And we could see it start to smoke.
Yeah.
So he is singing, today, Tom Sawyer. But then he whacking her on the back of the head, trying to put out the fire, and she don't know what's going on. All she knows is some strange guy behind her tapping her on the back of the head, and she's like, what? And he's like, turn around. And then he's like, okay, I thought you had something in your hair. And actually, her hair did start to smolder a little bit, but he got it put out before
that. I'm telling you.
That was a dangerous time.
It was a dangerous time, but I'm telling you what, it's, you know... You gotta love that. You had the Aquanet and the white can that would keep your shit straight.
Mm-hmm.
That was like for everyday use. The good stuff, though, you get the Rave, and the Rave was in a blue can.
Oh,
and that
okay.
Shit would hold for days.
See, I have decided my own personal grooming.
Uh-huh.
I went and got my passport photo taken, and I realized that the beard makes me look very old. It's all gray, all white. So I cut it almost all off. Then when I went to shave, I ran out of time.
Right.
So now I just look like a homeless guy.
Noah told us last time we saw Uncle Casey that he wanted his hair like Uncle Casey. And Uncle Casey, you know, he's got his head.
Mm.
He's not bald, but it's real close. He just got it buzzed. And so I was telling Noah because, you know, you can't. He looks like a little, just ragamuffin. We've had his hair cut real short like that. And it looks awful. But I said, sweetie, you know, Uncle Casey has his hair like that because, you know, he has a receding hairline. My brother swears up and down. Now, this motherfucker in the middle is fine.
I've seen
like
Casey.
Eddie Munster.
He looks like it, yeah.
But on the sides there,
it's running away.
It's
just like mine.
Yeah, running away. It is not. I just keep it this close. That little son of a bitch just sat there and argued with me for 5 minutes.
Well, you know, I have, when I was in high school, because you see how mine is.
Right.
Mine was like this in high school.
Right.
And it's funny because people was always telling me, you're going to be bald by the time you're 22 years old. Now I see those guys bald as a sumbitch, trying to hide it, curl it,
right,
cover it up. I'm like, mine just crept back a little bit. Yours just ran away.
Yeah, now Casey's hair is running straight away from his face.
Yeah, well.
All right. So, Colonel, where can they find us?
On Facebook, The History Dweebs, the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Twitter at somewhere.
History Dweebs 1.
History Dweebs 1. Or Hawk Walters. That's if you want to follow me. I don't really tweet much.
I don't tweet much either.
You can find us on Stitcher.
Or you can find us on the iTunes.
On the iTunes. You can leave us a review if you like the show. The last review we didn't get was kind of hurtful. Last review was a little hurtful.
I
gotta say
that.
Yeah,
I read it.
It was a little hurtful. I don't read them. You know,
did they rip on you?
They did. They did. They said I either was dumb or acted dumb. They couldn't tell the difference.
Well, at least you didn't give anybody ear cancer.
No, that's true. But you know, there was a thing, and I don't really mind. You know what I don't like about the reviews when they're lazy.
Yeah.
When they just say, oh, worst show ever. It's like, you're really going to log in, take all that time.
I know.
To just put worst show ever?
Over a free show.
I mean, if you want to say, even if you say something good, like great podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not really, I mean, what I don't get is the effort that it takes you, because to log into iTunes is no small feat.
God, no kidding.
And so if you're going to leave a review, I think you get more than 142 characters.
Right.
So you can leave a good one about, you know, maybe how you want to dirty things you might want to do to the colonel.
Don't ever leave that review.
Yeah.
So, Colonel, any final thoughts?
I have no final thoughts. Don't eat your neighbors or your family. You know, even
it's
though thanks
form.
When Thanksgiving, I know I don't like to get together with my family, but eating them's a little extreme.
Eating your family is bad form.
Yeah,
it's rude.
Well, and you ain't
going to
get no
it's rude.
Father's Day gifts.
No,
and
don't,
don't forget Mother's Day is coming up this weekend,
Mother's Day is Sunday.
So don't forget, because if you forget Mother's Day around, well, first of all, you can't forget Mother's Day around my house, because she will let you know,
remind you,
Monday, that Sunday is Mother's Day.
Because you fuckers will forget, unless she reminds you.
But you know what? The last two Father's Days, I have been home alone.
That's the best Father's Day gift ever.
Actually, it's not a bad Father's Day. I've been home alone with Rudy.
Best Father's Day gift ever.
Yeah, it is. So that's what we plan to do. So we hope you like the show. We hope you like the show without Timmy, because we may make an executive decision to just eliminate him from the show. Allie and Charlie did it. They kicked him off.
I don't think we will. I don't think we'll eliminate him. I mean, we need him for some stuff, for technical issues.
This computer's kind of hard to monitor.
Yeah.
So we can do it. He's basically just a sound engineer.
That's
he's not real talent.
Well, clearly, Joan Crawford, you and I are the real talent.
We're the brains behind this operation.
Well, yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And that's all I got. See you next time on History Dweebs.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.